They know Christmas would be complete, I believe, without the singing of those two songs that we've had this morning. Very, very good songs. O Holy Night. And there was a night when it was a holy night, when the Holy Son of God came. And then, Mary, Did You Know? The song, Mary, Did You Know? Was written just a few years ago. And it has become one of the all-time favorite Christmas songs that there is during the Christmas season. It's a simple song, but yet it's profound. And 10 or 12 times in that song, the question is asked, Did you know? Now, there are some things that Mary did not know, but there were some things that Mary did know, and we're thankful for that. I believe last year, I brought a message on the things that Mary did know in connection with that, and it was wonderful the things that she had knowledge of. Taking care of that baby, there's many things that she didn't know, she didn't understand. His feet would walk the dusty trail of around Jerusalem and Nazareth, and yet his feet would also walk on water. She didn't understand, she didn't know all of that. While she would hold his hand, maybe to cross a busy street of the horses and the different things of travel of that time, she did not realize that that hand that she was holding would one day calm the troubled sea and say, Peace be still. She taught him the things that she didn't know all about, how that he would change the world. She rocked him to sleep and kissed him and loved the Lord. And whether or not she knew all the ramifications of kissing the Son of God, I don't know. But one thing for sure, she had the message from the Lord. She had the message from the angel that which is conceived in thee is shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. I'm sure there are many questions that you can imagine that welled up in Joseph's heart also. And so this morning I want to bring a message on the title, Joseph, Did You Know? I'm sure there's a lot of controversy in Joseph's heart, in Joseph's life, his mind. I'm sure a lot of questions, maybe even a lot of anger, when we really begin to put ourselves in his place and to see what has taken place. Joseph was a just man. He was a good man, but he was a man. And there maybe was some problems that he had in his own mind that we are not given the details in the Scripture about. But we do know that he was a just man. He was a carpenter, and he could make a crib that would hold the Lord Jesus Christ. And he would surely maybe ask, what child is this? He could do things with his hands, and yet he knew all the things that he did for this little baby called Jesus. He had nothing to do with the conception of this child. He knew that that baby was not his. He knew that the message had been given him of how that Mary had been overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. But he being a just man, he was able to do all of that. But he knew he had nothing at all to do with the conception of Jesus Christ. He could teach him how to hold a hammer. I'm just trying to think about now the lifestyle of that day. Joseph as a carpenter. And Jesus was later called the son of Joseph, the carpenter. Is he not the carpenter's son? And so there was an identity there in the community that Jesus was the son of Joseph. And I'm sure that Joseph maybe taught him some things about holding a hammer and driving a nail and building some things as a carpenter would do, but yet he was not his father. And he knew that, and many of the folks around the community also knew that. And we have had centuries to take this message and formulate it, and we've had all the time up to this point to think about this event and to understand what took place. We have the Bible that we can read all the passages, and we know what happened. We can sort of get a time frame and I believe it's very important to get a time frame when we read certain things in the Scripture so that we'll know how it took place. But Joseph did not have that luxury. He was just a man there that was espoused or engaged, we would say, to this young woman called Mary. And by the way, she was probably very young. She wasn't an older lady. She wasn't middle-aged. She was very young, probably in her teen years, as tradition was when they would be married. Some estimates as little as 16, 17 years of age was Mary when Jesus was born. And so here Joseph is, knowing what has taken place and knowing all the details that was coming into play. He did not have the luxury to figure out that massive puzzle of what's going on and what's happening. So, Joseph, what did you know? Joseph, what about your life? Before the angels visit, I'm sure that Joseph may have asked, "Who's the father?" For you see, they had gone to the rabbi. They had had their time together, and they had decided they were going to get married. And in that era of time, as a Jew, you would go to the rabbi and he'd write up a form, or he'd write up a paper or document, and that would espouse you to each other, and it was a binding document. And so before the angel talked to Joseph, these things had already transpired, and I'm sure he thought, who is the father? How did this happen? Why? Why me, or why my family? I'm supposing and thinking here with that. And then how can the Holy Spirit even, maybe after the Spirit tells him, or the angel tells him, how can the Holy Spirit do this? How can that be? For the first time in history now, there's a young lady carrying a baby that is not impregnated by a man. That's a human impossibility. And here Joseph and Mary are, and he has no ideas, and he does not have all the answers. He does not have all the details given to him, maybe that you and I would have, and he just doesn't know. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, gives us some insight that no other Gospel does. In Matthew chapter 1, we read this a couple of Wednesday nights ago, I think. We're going to look at it verse by verse this morning and just consider what Matthew tells us and gives us the story of the birth of the Lord. And this is only given to us in the Gospel of Matthew. It's a very different story than what Luke gives us. The details are much different. And we'll notice this morning what Joseph is being asked to do. Let's look in verse number 18 of Matthew chapter 1. And we'll read a verse, and then we'll make some comments, and then we'll go on and read some other verses. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. You notice here the Scripture says that Mary was espoused to Joseph. This is what I was talking about a moment ago when they would go to the rabbi and they would give comment to him that they desired to come together as husband and wife, and they wanted to have a home together. And so the rabbi would give them that writing or that document that was binding upon them, and it could not be broken unless there was some infidelity that would take place. And then they would have a writing of divorcement that we even studied about some this morning in our Sunday school class. And so we find here that the Scripture says that Mary was espoused to Joseph. Luke chapter 1 gives us an account that's very different, but I believe we need to maybe look at a few things there just to see what has taken place. In Luke chapter 1, it gives us the account of the angel's visit to Mary. And you'll notice as you read, we're not going to take time, we don't have time this morning to read those verses. In Luke chapter number 1, Mary is alone. Joseph's not with her, and seemingly nobody else is with her. She is just alone. The message is given to Mary as the chosen one of God. Mary later goes and sees Elizabeth, her cousin, and they find and they make statements that she is the blessed of the Lord. We find that this engagement, as it was binding, was much more binding than what we have in our Western society. We get engaged, and if we want to break it off, we just give the ring back and go our merry way and do something else. It wasn't that way in Israel. And so Mary now is alone. She's a spouse to Joseph. And the angel comes and tells her that she is going to have a child. And she even has problems with that. And she says, how can this thing be? And she knows the ramifications. She knows the problems that may come. In Luke chapter number 1, verses 5 through 25, and again, we will not read them. That is the announcement of the birth of John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist's birth was very important also. He's the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's 6 months older than Jesus Christ. And the announcement is given to Zacharias and Elizabeth that they're going to have a child. And that was almost a miracle birth also because they were both well past the childbearing age. Yet the angel tells them they're going to have a child and they're going to call his name John. Again, that is out of the ordinary because usually the firstborn child is named after the father. The angel told Zacharias, you're going to call his name John. And so therefore he called John. The angel said to Joseph and Mary, you're going to call his name Jesus. I'm not going to call him Joseph. He's not Joseph's son. And you're going to call him Jesus because that means Jehovah is salvation. He's God's son. And so the names are given there as a purpose and a reason. And then those verse 5 through 25 of Luke chapter 1, we have the announcement of John the Baptist. In verse 26 through 38, we have the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. And you'll notice it was in the sixth month, and that's the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, that the angel comes to Mary and announces to her, you're going to have a child. Mary goes, in verse 39 and 40, Mary goes to Elizabeth's house. She goes to visit her. And what tremendous message we could read there in those verses. The announcement and the things that were said between Elizabeth and Mary. Mary, according to verse number 56, Mary stays at Elizabeth's house for 3 months. Now you put the figures together. The announcement of Jesus was 6 months into Elizabeth's pregnancy, and then she goes to Elizabeth's house for 3 months. She's there almost at the time when John the Baptist is born. But then it says she goes back to her respective place. She goes back to her home. Now, when Joseph found out, I have no idea if it was before this time or after, but if it was after that three-month period of time, there must have been a surprise or a shock around town when Mary comes back, and because after 3 months, you ladies understand, and we're not talking about anything that we don't know, after 3 months, you begin to show that you're with child. And so the problem is that Joseph and Mary are not, they're not married. They're espoused, and they're engaged. And so we come to the reading here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. It says, before they come together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, whenever that time frame is, I'm not sure. But whenever it was, Joseph understood that Mary is with child, and it's not my child. And the questions must have come into his heart and his mind. The discouragement, because I'm a spouse to her, she's a spouse to me. We are to be we're to be together only with each other after the marriage is consummated. But this is before all of that, while she is yet a virgin. And I'm sure in verse number 19 we find that Joseph called her here is called her husband. They were as well as husband and wife, even though they had not consummated the marriage, because the spousal was binding, and they legally were husband and wife. In verse number 19, then, now when is that? After he finds that she's with child. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, you know what that means? It means he was just what it says. He was a just man. He was a man of justice. He was a man of righteousness. He understood. He knew the Scriptures. And he understood and probably had studied some things from the rabbis and from the school there as they went to their schools in the synagogue. And the Scripture says Joseph was a just man. And he was her husband. And the verses here tell us that, I believe with all of his heart, he loved Mary. I believe they had, again, we have to use Western terminology. They had dated. They had got to know each other. They had come to understand they wanted to be together with each other. And Joseph loved Mary. Here's this Jewish young man, this Jewish young lady, and they have fallen in love and they have gone to the rabbi and they've got the paperwork that's all in order. And Joseph, when he finds out that Mary is with child, the Scripture says here that not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. And Joseph has his problems. Joseph has his struggles here. He certainly did not want to have her made a public example, because that public example was a stoning of that day. He said, well, that's sort of cruel. Well, that's first century. And according to the law of Moses, legally, under the law of Israel, he could have taken her and made a public example out of her and had her stoned and her family stoned, because she had done such a terrible, terrible thing. She was not faithful as far as at that moment he was concerned. And so the Bible says here that he was not willing to make her a public example. And he was minded, he thought about the possibility of putting her away privately. He thought that I can do this and I can either have her stoned, but I love her and I don't want to have that done. But I will put her away. I'll get that bill of divorcement. And I'll put her away and she'll have that child and everybody will look at her and it'll be in shame. He could have done that. And so Joseph, I'm glad it says here that he was a just man. But he doesn't know what's happened in Mary's house. She was alone. He wasn't there. He doesn't know the words that the angels told her. He doesn't know the conversation that Mary had with the angel. And he doesn't know the conversation that Mary had with Elizabeth. And he doesn't know what all has taken place. There's 3 months here that's passed. And she has done a lot of things he doesn't know about. She was alone when she was told. She was alone when she became pregnant. No one was around. How could anybody believe her story? Well, if it's in today's time, she'd be a prime candidate for abortion. I mean, that's today's life. Here's a young lady. She's made mistakes. She's done wrong. We'll just abort the child. That's how many people think. And she would be a prime candidate for psychiatric evaluation, because she's talking about being pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Why, she's crazy. That's today's thoughts in today's society, and probably maybe with some thoughts of that day also when the word got out. But he's a just man. And he's thinking about all this that can take place, and he can make a public example. He can have her stoned, but he's not willing to do that. He loves her. He's not willing to have her brought before the Sanhedrin and have her taken outside the camp and have her stoned until she's dead, even though that was legal. He was a just man. He was a righteous man, and he didn't want to do that because he loved this girl called Mary. But he did think about just getting that writing of divorcement and putting her away privately and letting her live in shame. Now notice verse 20. But while he thought on these things, men, how would your minds go? What would our thoughts be? Forget about knowing all the details, knowing the end of the story. Just sort of put our place where Joseph is. What would our thoughts be? We would think on these things also. Well, I'll not have her. She's not been faithful. I can do this. I don't want to do that, but I can have her put away privately, and I can make a shame of her life. She can have that child out of wedlock and be ashamed the rest of her life. I can do that. And while he thought on those things, he thought about doing that. The Bible says here, thank God, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now that tells me that while he was thinking on these things, one night he went to sleep. He fell asleep. For the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And Joseph hears the words that are spoken and the words that are given. He thinks about this situation. He falls asleep. But his night was interrupted by an angel. Have you ever had your night interrupted by certain things? I don't know about angels or sometimes demons. Have you ever had your night interrupted? You're sound asleep, everything's going well, and all of a sudden you're awake and you're fearful of something that's being interrupted. Well, Joseph's night was interrupted that night by an angel. It wasn't a demon, it was the angel of the Lord. It had a good message for him. And the Scripture says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. He identifies who Joseph is. He's a son of David. He was in a royal line. Joseph, you're not only a just man, you're in royalty. Now, he may have been poor as dirt, didn't have anything, but he was in that royal line of the son of David. Thou son of David, notice here in this verse, he says, fear not. Well, that's a great word the Lord gives us. Fear not. Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid. Do not make her a public example. Do not stone her. Do not put her away privately. Do not get that writing of divorcement. She is your wife. And that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Spirit of the Lord, or the Holy Ghost, the angel of the Lord here, came to Joseph to steal his mind and to answer his questions. Joseph didn't understand all of it. Joseph, did you know? No, I don't know. No, I don't understand. But the angel came to him and gave him the message here. His night being interrupted, the angel reaffirms what Mary has told him. Maybe he believed what Mary said, maybe he didn't. There's a problem because he was thinking about getting rid of her. And the angel comes to Joseph and says, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. Notice verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou, Joseph, thou shall call his name Jesus. You really know what the word is in the Old Testament? Joshua. Jehovah delivers, Jehovah saves. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now Matthew doesn't give Joseph time to tell us what takes place. It's, Matthew says under inspiration of the Holy Spirit here, he says, now all this was done that might fulfill which was spoken by the Lord, spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. So maybe Joseph begins to remember some of the scriptures that he had learned in the Hebrew school. Maybe he remembered something that Isaiah had written. We have it in our Bible, Isaiah 7:14. The Word of the Lord tells us that, behold, a virgin shall conceive. There have been a lot of critics along that verse. I mentioned that not maybe a week or so back. A lot of critics have made fun of Isaiah 7:14 because of the word there that's used in the Old Testament is the word Alma, that can also mean a young maiden or a young girl. But when you come over to the New Testament, when Matthew writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he uses the Greek word parthenos, which means virgin. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. Now, Jesus means our Savior. Emmanuel means He's our sovereign. And so when Jesus was born, when this child was born, He was the sovereign of the world and He's the Savior of everyone that will believe upon Him. So Joseph is asleep, and my, what a message he got that day from the angel. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because that which is conceived in Mary, even the critics may not like it, and those may not think you're telling the truth. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. If we do not have a virgin birth, we do not have a gospel. If we do not have the message that Jesus was born apart from work and help of man, we do not have salvation. But thank God He was born of a virgin. Without the help and the work of a man. Now some elevate Mary, but we need to elevate Jesus. Now, she was the chosen of God and highly favored of the Lord. And thank God for the message that God gave to her. Here is all of Israel, they're looking and they're longing and they're waiting for the promised Messiah. And she's chosen of the Lord. Just a young, let's say, 18-year-old girl. And she gets the message, that which is conceived in you is of the Holy Ghost. Joseph probably a little bit older than she. And he sees what has taken place. She's been gone 3 months and you can't hide it. She's with child. And Joseph said, I'll not kill her. I'll not stone her. But I might. It says here he considered it. He thought about it. And while he was pondering on those things and thinking about those things, the blessed angel of the Lord came and gave Joseph the story. This is the only place you'll find it. In verse number 24 and verse number 25, it says, then Joseph being raised from sleep. Well, you talk about a dream. Have you ever woke up at night, in the middle of the night, and you said, well, I'm going to remember that dream, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. You go back to sleep, you wake up and say, what in the world was that dream? Now, I have dreamed some nights that, buddy, I preach some of the best messages that I have ever heard. And I wake up, I say, I'll write that down in the morning. You never have heard them. Now, there's been a few times I got up and said, I'm going to write some stuff down because I know what happens. But now, when Joseph woke up, buddy, he remembered what he had heard. He remembered that his dilemma, he understood that the problems and the dilemma that he had was going to be taken care of. For this is something that's special. This is something that is real. And so the Scripture says here that Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. Very simple. He said, Mary, move in. He took unto him his wife. What all that involved, I'm not sure. If they had to go to the rabbi, I'm not sure. I haven't done the study on that. I don't know what the process was, but it means he took her as his wife. They came together as husband and wife, lived under the same roof. Now notice here, the Bible says that Joseph, being raised from sleep, these next words are very important, did as the angel had bidden. Joseph, he is going to be obedient unto what he is told. Now, his friends may have said, you mean you're taking her? I mean, just think with me, fellas. Here's a young guy. He's not living by himself out in nowhere land. He's got friends. And the message and the story, you live in small towns, well, news travels fast, doesn't it? It can happen in your neighbor's house, and 3 miles down the road, they know it before you know it. In these little small villages, I'm sure the same way. I'm sure the word was out. Did you hear about Mary? You know, sometimes we wag our tongue and we still don't know what we're talking about. Did you hear about what had happened to Mary? And I'm sure they were there in that little town. And Joseph, you're going to take her. You're going to what? Don't you understand, Joseph, that that's terrible? An angel talked to you. Well, you're as crazy as she is. Now, I can imagine people saying that. If you can't, just leave me alone. Sometimes we just don't think too much. But the Scripture does say that he did. That means there's action in what was taking place. He did what the angel bid him to do. His obedience. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15 says, the way of the transgressor is hard. I'll tell you what, sometimes the way of the righteous is hard. Sometimes our friends, our neighbors, our families, they don't understand us. You're going to do what? You're not going to pursue your career. You're going to do what? You're going to be a missionary? They don't understand. You're going to give up a good paying job and go and be a preacher? You're going to give up your secretarial work and you're going to marry a preacher and you're going to move somewhere and not even have a job? That's what friends, families, and loved ones tell us. Because they don't understand spiritual things. And I sort of think Joseph and Mary probably had some of those kind of friends. But the Scripture says he did as the angel had bidden. Even after he had taken her to his wife, there may have been some shopkeepers that we don't want to serve you. There may have been some people that sort of shunned them. And when they saw them coming, they'd walk on the other side of the road. Remember now, a Jew is very, very prideful. If they don't want the dust of the Samaritan land on their feet, they surely wouldn't want the dust of somebody else on their feet that had done these terrible things. And so maybe the shopkeeper didn't want them. Can't come in here. We know your story. Oh, they didn't know the real story. Sort of like today, we get in trouble for making statements that are true. Making statements that are right. Verse number 25, very, very important. Verse 24 says, and took unto him his wife. Verse 25, Joseph here preserves the virginity of Mary, and knew her not till they had brought forth her firstborn son. And he, Joseph, and he called his name Jesus. Now she was gone to Elizabeth's house, how long? 3 months. 3 months. He ponders all these things, and the angel of the Lord says, "Fear not." And so he says, "We'll be husband and wife." And for 6 months, Joseph guarded the virginity of his wife, Mary, so that the Scriptures would be fulfilled. I'll tell you what, Joseph was a man of faithfulness. Joseph was a man of integrity. Joseph was an individual that should gain the respect of every person because of that inner strength in him that I'm going to do right. Joseph ought to go up as one of our heroes of the nativity scene. Joseph, did you know? If you used to ask him, he'd say, "No, I didn't know any of those things until the angel of the Lord came and said, 'Fear not.'" And so, Joseph is one of the heroes. He knew her not. That just simply means they did not have sexual relationship until Jesus was born. Now, despite what some people tell us, Mary did have other children. Jesus had half-brothers and sisters by Joseph with Mary. So, here's a man, Joseph, so confused that the angel comes and answers his question. I got four questions and we'll close. What will you do when a life-altering decision has to be made? That's a life-altering decision. When Joseph said, "I'll take her," but that altered his life. That changed everything. I wonder what we would do in that situation. Some have had to make some hard decisions in the days gone by. Some of us will have to make hard decisions in the future. What will we do with life-altering decisions? Number two, will you be willing to take the comments from those that do not understand? Will you be willing? There are those that do not understand the way of the righteous. Number three, will you stand alone if you have to? I sort of believe Joseph and Mary were a little bit alone. I don't believe they had a lot of friends. And then number four, will you accept the Lord's perfect will? He has a will for us. And can we, will we accept that? And by the way, is there really a better choice than His? Is there anything better than His way or His will? No. So this morning, Joseph, he didn't know a lot of things. And these words, some of these things, I've read books and listened to sermons. These are not all, this is not original with me. This is just thoughts that I want to put together to us. Joseph, fear not. Don't be afraid to stand alone. Don't be afraid to make the decision. Don't be afraid to answer the questions. Child of God this morning, just don't be afraid. Praise the Lord this morning. We have a Savior. He loves us. He cares for us. He was birthed into this world for us. He died for us. And thank God one day, very soon, He's coming for us. Let's stand together this morning.